McKenzie. It is Radio Now, Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find us and even connect. For example, on Friday, we did Freak Show Friday, and Chelsea reached out to us via a DM and said her husband has kind of a freakyish proposition, and we found out he wanted to have a threesome with her, but he wanted it to be with her and his twin brother.
And we have her on the phone now. Chelsea, over the weekend, give us the update. Did you do it?
I sure did it.
Oh, my God.
Yes, oh, Eiffel Tower. God. There we go.
How was it? What happened?
It was absolutely wild. It was honestly like one of the hottest things I've ever done. It was pretty good, but it was also weird now. I'm having a lot of trouble kind of processing what happened. And I mean, they're identical, but they're not identical down there, which is like wild.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know how graphic I can be. I mean, it was funny because like we did it on Saturday, and it was like a family dinner on Sunday, which we didn't really think about. And I just like couldn't stop staring at him. Like, it wasn't awkward, but it was just like, I can't stop thinking about him, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Are you going to do it again?
I don't know if it's a good idea because, like, the feelings are really complicated. I don't know if it's a good idea.
So you're into the brother.
I mean, yeah, he's the same but different.
What does this mean? What do you mean the brother's different than your husband?
Like, is he a better lover?
He is, actually. And he just has, like, more of, like, this energy that I like. And he's just very sweet. And I don't know. Like, it's just, my husband and I have been together for a really long time.
This is like a soap opera.
Chelsea, hold on. Who's got the bigger ding dong?
The brother does.
Oh!
See, that's why she likes him. He's packing some heat.
This totally is backfiring on the husband.
We haven't had a lot of chance to, like, talk about it, process it together. And so I think, like, we definitely need to do that. Because I went into it kind of, like, trepidatious, just kind of thinking, like, oh, my God, this is a terrible idea. But it was, like, so hot. And I don't know if we did the right thing, honestly. But it was hot.
You went there. You did that. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about that.
Well, hey, if anything happens at Thanksgiving, you got to call us back for that, okay?
Let us know, girl.
If we, like, sneak off or whatever. Okay.
All right, well, hey, we often don't get a Freak Show Friday update, but I'm glad Chelsea called in this morning.
Me too.
If you want to be on anything we do here on the show, or you've got something your own you want to talk about, hit us up in the DM. It is Joe and McKenzie, or call in at 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl, I hear you have an issue with someone, or what's this story about?
So my very, very, very best friend.
Ooh, a lot of varies there, McKenzie.
Yes.
This is serious.
Oh, yes.
Is potentially moving in with a girl that used to hardcore bully me in college. And
no.
I don't know how I feel about it.
All right, well, I want to hear exactly what was done as far as bullying. I guess I want to hear more details. Because can a bully change?
It's like breaks my heart that anyone has to go through being bullied.
It's just part of life, though, right? All right, hold on. We'll talk about this next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. You want to get in, by the way? It's 833-563-2539. Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me.